Russia's democracy movement is searching for new directions after Vladimir Putin's election to a six-year term as president.
Russia, без Путина!
Ксения Собчак, a television personality turned activist, told demonstrators in Moscow that the movement has to state positive goals.
Мы все знаем, против чего мы. Мы должны показать, за что.
We know what we are against. We have to show what we are for legal reform, for independent media, for broad political reform. If we don't show what we're for, then the whole battle will be senseless.
In the March 4 election, Mikhail Prokhorov, a billionaire businessman, got more votes than Mr. Putin in central Moscow. This week, Prokhorov is forming a new political party. Andrei Horoshilov, an organizer, sees this party as an outgrowth of the citizen poll-watching movement.
The observers was the first step. Next step is the People's Party. It's getting warmer. I think people are going to come out and show their opinion.
Asya Svitkova, a 20-year-old language student, says university students have a new interest in politics.
We just talk a lot about and think what we can change, really. So that's why we're here.
The loose anti-Putin coalition is losing its extremes. Saturday's rally lacked the black flags of the nationalists and the red flags of the communists. Sergei Udaltsov, leader of the Left Front, called for a march of 1 million in May to protest Mr. Putin's inauguration. He then led a breakaway march and was promptly arrested. Within hours, liberal leaders broke with Udaltsov. Determined to keep middle-class support, liberals say they will work this spring for reform in Russia, not revolution. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.